Okay, let's start. We'll do a little bit something we covered Pesach. The problem I have with the whenever it's a pre-Yontiv little Shia, I the whole time I'm nervous because I can't decide which one to do, because there's so many things that everything is so beautiful, and there's so much Torah that's overflowing, the Haggadahs and the different Tzaddikim. So I don't know. I just asked Hashem to help. There should be something that each one of us could be able to connect to. And I was going through some of my favorite Haggadahs the last few days. And there's one Haggadah in particular that I love. It's called Neve Tzaddikim. This Haggadah Neve Tzaddikim has a parish from the present Rebbe. Now you might not have heard of this Bismedrash, of this Chassidus, the Rebbe from Monastrycz. Those who, maybe if anybody's from Kanarsi, there's a Monastrycz Rebbe, he's a big tzaddik. Yeah. So this is the son.
Oh, okay.
So I think Rabbi Gedalia Aaron is the name of him. Rabbi Gedalia Aaron is a very big Talmud Chacham. He's from America, he grew up in America, he's been in Israel for years now. Rabinovich, the name is. I think from the Mishpach, I think it's from the Yiddish Kodesh.
How did he get for it down in the garage?
Yeah?
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was in Kanasi. Yeah. It was for Sean Kanasi. He was a big, big, you never met him though, the old Rebbe?
No.
He was a big tzaddik, that man is such a big tzaddik. So, he has a beautiful Haggadah. That's half of the Haggadah is with lamdas and learning, and the other half is with pnimiyas and chassidus and things. It's very, very beautiful. And it's not around so much, this Haggadah. It's kedai if you could get it. It's a tremendous, beautiful Haggadah. So, there's a piece here on the Haggadah of a Moira Gadol Zugilui Shechina. So when we're saying over that part of the Haggadah, the drushes from Arami Ovid Avi, you see where the two things are. From Arami Ovid Avi, we're going through all the psukim, and the Magid, the Baal Haggadah, is darshaning the Haggadah, the psukim, and of a Moira Gadol with great fear and great awe. Zugilu Shechina, right? So that's the revelation of the Shechina that took place by the night of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Zugilu Shechina. So V'mar God Zugilu Shechina. V'hiksha Hagoyin HaKadosh Maril Diskin. He brings a kasha from the Brisker Rav, who was later on the Rav of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shulev Diskin. V'hiksha Hagoyin HaKadosh Maril Diskin. The Halok Siv. The Kocha Teichlu Eisai, regarding the Karban Pesach, the Torah tells us that there's a specific way that it has to be eaten. Mosnechem Chagurim, belts. Na'alechem Beraglechem. Na'alechem Davke Beraglechem. We have to be wearing our shoes. Na'alechem Beraglechem. Umakelchem Biedchem. And we have to be carrying holding sticks. Now how that is Lamais and Halach, I'm not going into it. Look at the Rambam. But the koshes of the Brisker Rav asked, Rabbi Shulev Diskin asked, how is it possible that they ate the Korban Pesach in such a state of na'alechem b'ragleichem, dafka wearing shoes? Halabamokim gilui shechina, tzichim lachloitz an'alayim. Wherever there's a Gilui Shechina throughout Tanakh, wherever there's a great Gilui of the Shechina, so that you don't have to take off your shoes. That's a din in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to walk in the Beis HaMikdash with shoes. The Beis HaMikdash is Lifnei Hashem. It's a place of Gilui Shechina. And we know from Moshe Rabbeinu, Shana Alach Me'arag Lacha, that Hashem Shbach, when he was Mezgala, when the Shechina was revealed in the bush, in the Sneh, so the first thing he had to do was to take off his shoes. So, on the one hand, we know that by that night of Pesach in Mitzrayim, the Moira Gadol was Zugilu Shechina, that there was a Gilui Shechina. On the other hand, instead of taking off their shoes, the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim was eaten davke na'alechem b'raglechem, wearing shoes. How does that go with the Gilui Shechina, the revelation of Shechina that took place? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, watch where you're going. You can't come over here because you have to take off your shoes. Kiamokim asher to oimed alav admas kaidishul, because the place where you're standing is an admas kaidish. So we see that in the place of gilui shechina, even the kahanim is standing to duchen. There's a special degree of gilui shechina. That's one of the reasons that's brought down. And when there's a hisgalus hashechina, and a higher degree of hisgalus hashechina, it's davka time to take your shoes off, not to put them on. And here, by the Karban Pesach, where there was gilui shechina, the davka were told that it should be in such a way of na leichem berag leichem. That's Rabbi Shulev Diskin's question. Ba'anir b'zeh, so the Rabbi gives here an explanation. Ba'anir b'zeh hu al pi ma shamati mikrei kedushas Abba Admor Zatzal. I heard from my father. Sh'omar b'shem mikrei kedushas Adonai Zekeni, he heard from his father, from the grandfather, Hagayin HaKadosh Rabbi Yitzchak Yoel. Shapirish had the Omar Shmuel the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Ein ben Ha'olam Hazeh, the Yemais HaMashiach, El Shibud Malchius Bilvad. There's a difference of opinion in the Gemara. Shmuel holds that the days of Mashiach are going to be days that are going to, where there's not going to be any change in the natural order of things. The only chiluk is Shibud Malchius, that we will no longer be enslaved to the Malchias, to the different kingdoms. So Shibud Malchias is going to be finished. But every other way, the world will continue, life will continue, b'derech hateva, in a way of teva. That's the view of Shmuel, which the Rambam brings down, l'halacha. At least in the initial period of Yemos HaMashiach, that's how it's going to be. It seems there are different shlavim in Yemos HaMashiach, but initially, everything is going to be according to Shmuel B'dach HaTeva, eating and drinking and everything the same, except there won't be Shibud Malchus. They're not going to bother us. So he said that his grandfather had a diuk in this Gemara. The diuk, Lom Omar Shibud Malchus, Veloshim Rabim. Why does the Gemara call this, why does Shmuel call this Shibud Malchios in plural? Lo Shibud Malchus, Veloshim Yochid. Shibud Malchus, meaning the final Malchus, of course, is Edom. This Golus that we're in is called Golus Edom. It's not Shibud Malchios. It should be called Shibud Malchus. A Shibud to the Malchus. That's not the Malchus of David HaMelech. It's the Malchus of whatever the Malchus is. Right now it's the Malchus of Edom. So his grandfather asked, why does it say Shibud Malchios, not Shibud Malchus? And it's always called that way in the Gemara, Shibud Malchus, in plural, not Shibud Malchus. For ha'ein meshubadim le'yoysim imalchus achas b'vas achas. Anyway, no person is meshubad to more than one Malchus at a time. And even if that Shibud is a different place in the world, if he's meshubad to some other Malchus, that's the Malchus he's meshubad to. So you could say it's talking about Jews wherever they are in the world, is Shibud Malchios. But the truth is, in Pnimius, that there's only one Malchus, all the other countries, wherever Jews are themselves underneath the big umbrella of Malchus Edom. So what's Shibud Malchios in the plural? The Tiritz Kvayt Kedushas Adonai Zekeni Zatzal. This is something which is very simple. I just feel it's very much l'maisa for us. The Shibud Malchios Koy Al Kol Eisem Dvarim She'Adam Meshubad Lahem. That Shibud Malchios is not talking about Rome or Paris or London or New York. Shibud Malchus is talking about how you and I in our lives, we have many, many kings. We have many Malchus in our lives. We have many things that rule over us. Shibud Malchus does not mean a particular davka, this government or that government, or this king or that king. Shibud Malchus means that we're meshubed to many, many things in our lives that are controlling us and are causing us to behave in ways that are not consistent with Ol Malchus Shemayim, with the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dahinu, she'i efshalei l'nahel inyonav biladeyem. He says like this, there are certain things in life that a person feels, I can't live without this. I can't go on in my life without this. This could go from very big things, where a person feels that way about, let's say, his family. I can't live without my husband or without my wife, God forbid, without my children, chalila. Or it can go down, all the way down to itsy-bitsy little things, to small things. I can't live without my Shabbos nap. I can't live. It doesn't mean literally I'm going to die, but I have to have my Shabbos nap, and that could be, even if it means the children being ignored, it could mean even if a person will be 20 minutes late to mincha, I mean, I have my Shabbos nap. That's just, it's on my schedule. I have my Shabbos nap. So that's also malchus. That's also malchus. In other words, he has to have his, let's say, the nap. Not only does he have to have a nap, but the nap has to be for an hour and a half. Let's just say, for argument's sake, an hour and a half nap every Shabbos. So whatever is in the way of that hour and a half nap is going to have to go. He's just going to have to go. Or he has his favorite challah, or his favorite kugel, Friday night, and the wife couldn't get that kugel. Something went wrong with the challah. I told you, Maisa, that heard. I told this to you, Maisa, years ago, that what happened with Rav Feifeld, he told over about this Talmud Chacham in yeshiva.
The beer.
With the beer. That there was a yid, that there was a big Talmud Chacham that started pounding on the table, knocked over the candles, humiliated his wife in front of a bunch of yeshiva bachim, because she forgot to buy his favorite beer for the Shabbos table. He liked to have a certain beer every Friday night, and whatever happened, she was late and she forgot. It was Mechal Shabbos, the Talmud Chacham, and was screaming and carrying on like a lunatic. That's not a shibud. That's a shibud. But every Friday night he has his beer. So this Friday night you don't have your beer? No. There are many, many malchias that you and I serve in our lives. Many, many malchias. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking, was I really thirsty when I poured myself this glass of Diet Coke, or is it just an inyan that I have, that when I'm about to teach, I like to have, or when I'm teaching, I like to have something to drink? It's hard to know. It's a habit, and if it wouldn't be here, maybe I wouldn't think of it, but then I saw a can of soda, and I said, no, that's what I always do. I always have a drink, unless it's a tons. So I have a drink when I'm giving a shiur. Not a drink of beer, a drink of schnapps, a drink of soda. So she would, was I really thirsty? My wife asked that to me all the time. Because I was not, Baruch Hashem, I cut down a lot with the soda, and I started drinking in the house. We only have seltzer. It was a whole thing. I didn't do this overnight. My wife was asking me for a while. And I said, all right, must speak enough. And my wife would say, she doesn't understand. How could you be? What is he? You say, he's so thirsty. Like this, to sit down. She says, it comes down, I'm sitting down learning, and I have a glass of soda. She says, well, are you thirsty now? You're running, you're doing some laps or something. You're not. What are you so thirsty? And I always give a terror and say, well, yeah, I am a little bit thirsty. But then afterwards, I think, no, I don't think I'm really thirsty. It's just I always have a glass of soda when I'm sitting by the table. I put it in one of those big freezy cups, those mugs. It stays cold for a few hours. And I sit there sipping on a soda. So a sheep with. It's silly, isn't it? It's silly. It's not a big deal, but it's a shibud. It's a shibud. I mean, it is a big deal because that stuff's not healthy. It's not healthy, but it's a shibud. That is sheyivshol nahal in yonav biladayim. Things have to go a certain way, and this is how I do it, and I'm used to doing it this way, and I don't, and I can't do things otherwise. Not that it's impossible, but this is how I do things. There is a certain inflexibility that most of us have adopted over the years of our lives in certain things where that's how it is. This is how it goes. You have people that are like that with aveiros. Even if they don't have a type for that aveiro, that's just something that they do. That's just a certain shibud. They've become accustomed to it, they've become used to it, and it's become part of life. But they can't imagine doing without it. Ubezer heim bechinas melachim alav. All of these things in life, they're like kings over you. They're kings. They rule over you. Shehem shaltim alav. They rule over you. Ulahadgish devarav. Got cut off a little bit. Ulahadgish devarav. And when his grandfather said over this Pshat and Shibud Malchios, that we all have many malachim in our lives, many kings that are ruling over us. When the tzaddik said this, his grandfather, Hippel Adoni Zekeni Nali Habayis Me'al Raglav, he kicked off his slippers. He was wearing, the Rebbe, the Zaydi was wearing slippers. He kicked off the slippers from his feet. He kicked them off. V'amar Shagam Hey Malachim Alav. He says, these are kings over me, my slippers. She absolutely leches b'ladayim. I can't walk. I've come to the conclusion that I can't walk around the house without my slippers. I need my slippers. And probably they were his favorite slippers that he had. And he liked his slippers. I also have that. The second I get into the house, I think, I hate shoes. The second I go, shal nalechem aragalecha. The second I get into my house, I take off my shoes and I put on slippers. And if, because the kids don't have, this one can't find her slippers, this one can't find her slippers. So a lot of the times, someone else is using my slippers, and I'll stand by the door, and I'll say, I'll say, no, who's the ganav? Where's the slippers? And then the child will come running down to give the father his slippers. That he shouldn't have to wait, chas v'shalom, or walk around without his slippers. Yeah. So the tzaddik says over here, he kicked off his slippers, and he says, shagam hey malachim alav, she absolutely lalachas v'ladayim, I don't walk around without these slippers. These are my slippers. And he explained, the grandfather explained, that's going to be different when Mashiach comes. That's what's different between this world and Mashiach. In this world, a person is meshubah to all different types of things and people and whatever. Kol minei dvarim gashmiim of this world, she meshabdim aysai, she eif shal luchias b'ladayim. He can't. I mean, he's not going to die, but he doesn't live without them. He doesn't live without them. It's become something which he feels a certain degree of dependency on these things. In the days of Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, we're going to rise above all of these shibudim. It would be a totally different life. We're going to rise above all of these shibudim. Via ben chayrin amiti will be mamish free. A true free person will be truly free. She explains the other side. V'roy midvarov, dinalayim. So now he's being very medayik in what happened by his grandfather. It was a very big tzaddik, and he said, "Why did the Zaydi Davka kick off his slippers?" So his shoes, he took off his shoes. It says v'roy midvarov, dinalayim roimzim al shibud ha'adam letzarcha v'gashmiyim. Nalayim indicate the shibud. Or hint to the shibud that we have, the shibudim, the malchius that we have in our lives. You know, the word na'alayim comes from the word lin'ol. What does it mean? Na'al. Or ni'ila. Lock. To close in. That's why it's called ni'ila. The end of Yom Kippur is called ni'ila. Or ni'ila sachag. To close, to lock in, to hold on to. It means to hold on to. So shoes are called na'alayim. And it's interesting. When we come to a Mokhan Kaddish, like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, shal na'alecha me'araglecha. In other words, you want to have a shaychus to me, you want to come to a Mokhan Kaddish, you have to be prepared to unlock yourself, to open yourself, to take off those things that are holding you to the world, the things that lock you into the earth. The shoes are called na'alayim. Take off those symbols of slavery. Shal na'alecha me'al reglecha. V'chol zman she'ha'odem meshubad legarmi letzorcha v'gashmiyim. You see, when a person wants to relax, they kick off their shoes. Because they want to be free. There's something about the na'alayim that caused there to be a feeling of being na'ul, of being bound to something. B'chol zman shal de meshubed legarmi letzarech v'gashmiyim. As long as a person is meshubed to his physical needs, okay, you like to have a drink, you like to have this, like that. But how did that become a melech? How did that become a king over you? How did that become a part of your life, or a habit of your life, or davka has to be this way or that way? He efshar, as long as you live with those malchias, with those kings, as long as you're wearing your shoes, he efshar loyles alas b'malas hakedusha. You can't really rise to a higher place in kedusha to let go of those things to become dovuk to Hashem's power. V'zeh bir hakosev al tikkav halayim. That's what it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem's Baruch tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't come over here. Don't get closer. Shal nalach me'araglacha. Take off the nalaim. Raglach, of course, is hergel. What does hergel mean?
Habit.
Doesn't shal nalach me'araglacha. There's a certain thing that things in your life that have locked you and bound you to habits. Shal nalach me'araglacha. Take the locks off of these hergelim that you have. If you want to be on an Admas Kodesh, if you want to experience holiness, you can't experience holiness if you don't let go of those melochim that are ruling over your life. You can't truly approach real Kedusha until you remove the shoes from your feet. Until you free yourself of those things that are locking you to habits, to patterns of behavior that have just become woven into your life. Remember, I don't know if I told here, but I've told in the shul a number of times over the years, there was a ma'isa with the Chiddush Arim. But the Chiddush Arim was, in Vienna. You know, Shomion was all the Meisim. So, yeah, but I didn't tell this in a long time. He has a good memory. That the Chiddushim was in Vienna, and he was going down there's a big, beautiful street over there. And the Chiddushim was going with a few Hasidim and the Shamas, and he was going with a nice wagon with horses, and they were taking him down the main boulevard. And there they had, just like you have now, you look like an ocean park, with the people sitting around the benches in the nice weather. So there were people sitting there. It was nice. And there was a Yid there that saw that there's the Heiliger Rebbe. This is the famous Chiddush Arim. And the Yid, the Yid was a well-to-do person that had time to sit over there like that. And it was a sunny day. And he was like wealthy people used to do. He was holding a parasol, an umbrella. And he comes running after the Chiddush Arim. The Chiddush Arim's wagon is going slowly up this boulevard. And he wants a bracha from the Chiddush Arim. And he's chasing after the wagon. And the Chiddush Arim is staring at him. And this Yid Nebuch is running. And the Chiddush Arim is staring. So the Balagola says, Rabbi, to give this Yid a bracha. So Chiddush Arim just said, keep on going. So the Balagola felt very bad. He's driving. And the Yid is going, Rabbi, Rabbi, a bracha, Rabbi, a bracha. And he's running, holding on to this umbrella, and he's asking, he's crying for a bracha, and the guy keeps on saying to the rabbi, the yid is, it's a rachmanis. So Chiddush says, just keep on driving. And then this is going on, and the guy that's running sees that the umbrella is holding him back, so he throws away the umbrella. The second he throws away the umbrella, Chiddush says, stop. And the yid comes up to him, and the rabbi leans down, and he gives him a very warm hand to give him shalom, whatever, to give him a bracha. And then they went, and they asked, the driver asked the rabbi, why do you have to do that then? So Chiddushim says, if you want a bracha, you have to let go of the umbrella. You have to let go. He was, that umbrella meant, you know, that's his identity. That's part of his identity as a rich person in Vienna in those days. That was part of his identity. So Chiddushim said that you have to let go of something if you want to be able to. Let go. You want to be a kli. To receive a bracha, you have to let go. You want to be able to hold on. We'd like to be able to hold on to all of our umbrellas, all of our tchatchkalach, and all of our ways of life, and all of our habits. This is how I do this. I talk during davening. You talk during davening. Shal nalach, me'arag lach. I have fleishigs four times a week. Shana lechem, harag lechem. This is say you have to have fleishigs four times a week. Whatever it is. Shana lechem, harag lechem. Let go of the umbrella. That's what it means to be free. That's what it means to be free. That's to let it go, because that's really, it fits Ne'ilah, because yeah, that's exactly what Ne'ilah is about. Ne'ilah is about, that's what it is. Rabbi said, if you want to experience something that will change us this year, then we have to, each one of us has to get rid of, has to let go. It doesn't mean to let go of everything. You have to let go. So, that's the only way that it was. Tulcha l'sa'alas, Madregas Gavros. Then a person could go to Madregas. Then you could touch the Chedushim's hand. The Kosev Agarin HaKadosh Rav Gershon Handel from Radzin, and he brings from the Holy Rebbe from Radzin, the Sifra Soed Yishar, Shechometz, this is actually, the Radzin has a few pieces like this. That what? Shechometz, this is the difference between Chometz and Matzah. Chometz means not letting go, Matzah means letting go. What's Chometz? Shechometz Meira Arayv Pu'ulas Ha'adam. Chometz means you're very, very busy. Oh, you're making this happen. That's what chametz is. You're making it happen. Because chametz means always embellishing. My embellishment, my touch. That's what chametz is. Adding. Embellishing. My pu'ulos. My actions are bringing about something exciting and different and new. That's always called chametz. And that means you're meshubit. You're rising. Matzah is just the opposite. Matzah moira al miut pu'ulas adam. Matzah means flour and water. Very, even though obviously you got to be busy to make the matzah, and you're rushing. Matzah is really all natural ingredients, not what they call nowadays. Where you could buy probably a hot dog and it goes on to all natural ingredients. I don't know. The hot dog has a lot of pu'ulas ha'odim involved in it. There are people that get their hands into Hashem's world and they make hot dogs. But matzah is lechem ayini, pashit. It means it's all natural, basic. It's the Baruch Shalom's inyan. This world is the Baruch Shalom's world. That's it. He gave me the rishus to put together and to make something like this, pashit. Why is it that I'm Pesach, no chametz, and everything's matzah? Because when you're free, that means the biggest freedom is not to be meshubed to what you think is your involvement, your actions, your additions to the Baruch Shalom's world that's going to determine what your life is about. From there come that's what it means to be meshubed. Matzah is just the opposite. Matzah mer al miut pulas adam. Matzah is a symbol of man stepping back. Now, when you look at things on the surface, if you look at people here, that they don't have the time to take off 5 minutes or 15 minutes or half hour a day to learn. It could be that they got very big assignments. I don't know who's the paro that's over that, each of those people. But it looks on the surface that if a person is busy and he's making more deals, and he's making more money, and he's accomplishing more, then he looks to us like he's a bigger Ben Chayrin. I mean, he's a person, he's a bigger Gvir, because he made another deal while we're learning. So he's a bigger Gvir. So it looks like, what? Since he's Poel Yoiser, the more he's doing, that seems to be proving that he's a bigger Ben Chayrin, because he's so busy. He's so busy, and he's accomplishing, he's doing. He's accomplishing and he's doing. So he looks on the surface like a bigger Ben Chayrin, because he's doing more. He's investing more into the world. But if you look deeper, more, if you look really deeper and deeper, ain't okay, it's not true. El adrav, the emesis is just the opposite. When a person deludes himself into thinking that it's up to him and that he has to be busy every minute of the day running and doing this and that, because it's up to him to be poil, to do things, to change things, to affect things, I'm talking about in things in Gashmias, obviously I'm not talking about learning in David. In Gashmias, Hareyu Kovul Yoser. You know what it means, Kovul? Chained. It only means that he's more meshubed. It means that he's a bigger meshubed. You can't even take off a little bit of time for his neshama. It means he's more meshubed. It's the biggest shibud in the world. The richest people in the world, are unless they're big tzaddikim, like a Yehuda Nasi, whatever, the richest people in the world are the biggest mushubadim. They're the biggest, not just because of Marvin the Chosim, because they have a lot to worry about, because maybe this one's stealing, maybe that one's stealing, maybe my competition is growing, and not just because of all those things, but because of that mistake, that delusion, that is the delusion of life, that's called chametz. The delusion of life that's called chametz is that mistake, the thing that if I'm not poil, if I don't do something, it's not going to happen. In Gashmius. And I, therefore, the more I'm poil, the more I get involved in the world, the more the bigger ben charin I am, I'm going to have more free time for myself. I don't think it's necessary to for any of us to look too far to beyond ourselves and beyond what life is in America now, to know that there's never been as much freedom in history as what we have now. But every single time I see somebody walking in the street carrying, and it's New Yerushalayim too now, it's everywhere, walking with this all the time, talking on the phone, looking at one of the machines, walking in the street, not being able to, or I told you, by Levayas and by Chasnas, and by, I told you last year that it was a mice, or maybe it was earlier this year, it was a mice, by a Pidyon HaBen with the Zaydi, where the grandfather of the Bechor was sitting by the Pidyon HaBen. You don't see too many Pidyon HaBens in all of life. And it was his ankle. And he was the whole time. I was so tempted. I had their heads. He's an older person. The whole time he was sitting with the thing, looking on the thing. By his own grandson's Pidyon HaBen. That's not a shibud. That's not a shibud. That's the most unbelievable shibud in the world. And he thinks that he's accomplishing a lot because he answered this email, he sent back that email, and they're making this thing and they're calling that. He's making a lot of things happen. You know what that's called? Chametz. Chametz. There's a lot of embellishment and a lot of activity and a lot of involvement, a lot of things going on. And all of those things are just meshabed a person more and more. The person feels, I must continue this way. I must continue this way. My father, when he was in business, had a customer. He used to like talking to my father. He was an old Jew, and he liked talking to my father, and he was going with a limousine with a chauffeur, and he would like to come out. My father had a dry cleaning business, and he would come out. He liked to talk to my father. He liked to talk in Yiddish. He was American, but he felt good being Jewish. He would come to talk to my father. My father said, this guy was not a millionaire. Back then, I'm talking, this is 50 years ago, whatever. A million times a million. He was such a big gvir, this person. He owned all kinds of buildings in Manhattan. It was a big gvir. My father said he was a Yid. He was already well into his 80s. And my father would ask him, why don't you take it easy a little bit? He was working from morning till night. From morning till night running around. My father said, what are you going to spend your money on? My father asked him, what do you have to? You have already enough. What do you? He had, I think, one kid that married out and he disowned or something. And my father said, what do you need? What do you need? Why don't you stop? This is like my father said, he didn't ever get it. This is it's my chiz. So what happens? Because the person thinks, if I don't take care of these things, if I don't do these things, somehow my whole chiz depends on me doing these things. This is shibud malchus. There's no bigger shibud, the Razina says, than to be meshubud to that delusion that you have to do something. The Razina says this is called the shibud of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. Because what was different about the shibud of Mitzrayim? Because Chazal say, Shein eved yochel evarach misham. No slave ever could escape. I say the same. You can say the same thing about the blackberry. Take it apart. It's a challenge. No slave has ever escaped. Once you start with the computer and you start with all this stuff, I don't. Maybe you know somebody that's escaped. I don't know anybody that's escaped. You know, there's no escaping. It's Mitzrayim. You just have explanations of why you have to do this and you have to do that, and this helps with your learning. This helps with all that. But you're a meshubed. You're an eved in Mitzrayim. He thinks, well, this is great. I have this fantastic machine. This is the latest technology. I'm really as free as it could. This frees me up. This technology and this new stuff, it makes me even freer than ever before. I'm way ahead of that poor zhlob I'm way ahead because I have the iPod 2000, here's the iPod 1999, whatever they call it. So I have the next model. So it means I don't have to wait 3 seconds till it hooks me up to whatever I need to do in the world. The emes is loyochel he not take me mano. He can't separate himself. You see how people all the time are carrying, they're all holding on to it. They don't even look up, even when they're not using it. They're holding on to something. Poshut loyochel he not take me mano. He can't separate from it. Loyochel he not take me mano. If it wouldn't be for Shabbos, and there are people that are nichshel in this too, Hashem Yirachem. Not a lot, I don't think, but there are people that are nichshel with these things. Kids for sure, but even adults. Maybe Shom B'Shem Skena Bal Me'a Shiloach, that Zina brings from his grandfather, from the Ishbetzim. The Kol Mishu Margish Es Atzma Zokuk La'ezadav. Listen to this sentence. The Kol Mishu Margish Es Atzma Zokuk La'ezadav. When you feel that there's something that you need from this physical world, Harei Yo'ayver Al Halav Divelo Yoshev Es Ha'om Mitzrayim. Yo'ayver on the Lav, of course, not really, but in Ruchnis, Yo'ayver on the Lav that forbids us to return to Mitzrayim. That a king is not allowed to bring Jews back to Mitzrayim. Whenever there's something in this world that you feel you can't do without, from this world, even a person who says, God forbid, when there's someone who passes away and you love that person very much and you say things like, I won't go on living. Whoa, that's also, you won't go on living. That's also v'lo yoshiv esam Mitzrayim. But you're going back to Mitzrayim. You're back in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim says that you can't live without something or somebody. You're a Yid. You're a Yid. You're free. Mashenkein in Makish, a kol chiyusat li b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mashenkein, if a person recognizes that everything that he has, and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fu ba'atzma liyocha lifa mu'uman. He knows that he himself cannot do anything or accomplish anything without the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Harei ben chayv, then you're really a ben chayv. You know that? Then you mamish a ben chayv. Then you mamish free. Lefiz are chametz ben alayim mayer mal oisei dover. So we understand that chametz and the shoes, it really means the same thing. Da'ainu ha'shibud shemeshubud ha'adam lepulaisav letzarech ha'bagashim. As long as a person is meshubud, the things of this world, he's meshubud. Not that we shouldn't sleep, eat, and drink, whatever, but he's meshubud to it. You know how many times I have couples that are coming, what kind of fights are going on? I'm sorry to talk about this, but we're here among the guys. You know how many fights goes over the couples? That the wife is tired, and I have to go on with the story. I don't know if I have to go on with the story. She's tired. She doesn't have a cheshek right now, this particular night. She doesn't have a cheshek for anything beyond just going to sleep. Is that clear? Oh, but the husband is hurt and disappointed and let down. He gets angry. How much chub and how many homes you have with this Indian? And it's not, they don't talk about it. It's embarrassing. She's embarrassed that that's what he's like, and he's embarrassed himself afterwards. That's not Mitzrayim. That's not Mitzrayim. She's a nice woman. She loves you. And normally, okay, but she says that she had a hard day. No. I'm supposed to get, this is my quota for the week, or something like that. It says someplace in the Shulchan Aruch that he and I'll even take out the Shulchan Aruch to show something. We have to try to get out of these situations, to be bigger than these situations, not to let them be meshavad us. It doesn't have to be this way. No, what are you talking about? Stuff goes, you're not talking about putting up film. So what are you meshubit to this? To free ourselves from being immersed and submerged in what we in our things and things and in the yonim of this world, to be mistabi b'mur. Okay, so that week it didn't work out. So it didn't work out that night. It didn't work out. So what? V'zo inyan hamatzah. That whole freedom, that chayrus is matzah. Shemayr alastap because matzah is poshet. It doesn't need much. Very, very little. Doesn't need flour, water. I'm happy. I'm a matzah. That's it. Shalalias meshubel lekinyanim gashmi lepulas adam kdei lahasig acheres amitis tevil. That's what it means to be matzadik. That's what it means. Cheres, freedom. Ulam yesh madrega gavoya yosef. Okay, so adkan. This is the first part of the maimon. This is the first part. Aleph. Now chelik beis. Ulam Yesh Madrega Gavar Yosef. Now we're going to real Baal Shem Tov territory. There's a higher Madrega than this. There's a bigger Madrega than what we just spoke about. This Avodah that we're talking about, which itself is very Chashuv, this is the first Shlav in our Avodas Hashem. But there's a higher Avodah. There's a higher avodah, which is what? To take our possessions in this world and to use this world as to use what we have, and to use our money and to use our possessions and things of Gashmis to bring out Kavod Shamayim. Adarabba. Not only are they not meshabed me to my own taivas, but I rule over these things. They don't rule over me. I rule over this. When a person makes a proper bracha, emes, a good bracha, and he eats what he needs to eat, he doesn't stuff himself, and he hasn't minded the food, shikimichiyas, to learn to daven and so on, then he, not only is he not meshubet to the food, he became the king over the food. He became a balabas over the food. Lavad behem abar yizboruch shamoi, elohochi nikbas matzah b'zar kodesh, therefore the matzah is called in the Zohar, it's called michlad mehusa, bed of faith, but it's also called michlad asvasa, which means the food of refuah, of curing, of health. It means michlud asvasa, the food of good health, of refuah. Health food. This is real health food. Rebnei she'ei madrega zu shal b'richam in advar magashmi tachlis ha'shleimus. Because the Rebbe is saying is that the tachlis is not to run away from this world. That's not the tachlis. It's what we were living until now. So one would get the impression, like, you know what? He's saying to me that I'm not supposed to eat. I'm not supposed to be part of this world. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is first shlav, disengage. Stop needing it so much. Stop wanting it so much. Like the maisa with Rav Shlomo Kalina when he was a little boy and he was holding onto a piece of bread and he was running and he was crying and somebody said to him, Shlomo, what's the matter? Why are you crying? So he said, I'm crying because I'm hungry. So the person said, you're hungry. You're holding a piece of bread. So the little boy said, Shlomo Kalina said, but my Rebbe told me that if I want something very badly, I probably shouldn't have it. I want it too much. It's probably not good for me. If I want it so much, it's probably not good for me. So the first step is stop wanting it so much. Stop being meshubet to it. Stop being meshubet to it. Eating and other things, beside it. But to be meshubet to it, to have a nap, to sleep, whatever, to be meshubet to it. That a person can pass his life and he's got 50% knocked off right away from sleeping. Because he says, because my whole life I'm sleeping, oh, I need 8 hours, I need 10 hours of sleep. Because people say, there is such a thing where a person, for whatever reason, might need more sleep than another. But do you really know? Have you really tested that for 6, 7 months, for a year, for 2 years? Do you have to have 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep? Does a person really need such sleep? And that's what the Rambam says. Most people don't need. There are some people that need more. But it became a melech, it became a malchus. But the malchus is that unless I have my 8 hours of sleep, I can't function. People say these things can say that. Where does it say such a thing? You know that. I know that. Sure you know that. Because that's already become part of, that's on your stationery. You know, you already have that in your letterhead. Moshe Kapoya, 8 hours sleep. Esquire. That's what it already says on your stationery. Veina ella trufa zmanis. He says, the Rishon is not telling us to run away ultimately from this world. That's only a temporary thing. That's a temporary, that's just a cure, just a little bit to put on a band-aid. But that's not the tachlis. Just that it should cure us from being what? From being so meshubed, from holding on so tight to the umbrella, to this world. But once a person is able to come, is able to free himself from this low madrega of being such a slave to the world, then to take the things that he has in this world. To use them to serve, to bring more kavod shamayim to avodas Hashem. But you can't say that you're doing that unless you're a king over that thing, not if it's ruling over you. Don't say that you don't like that, like they'll take these 17-year-old guy and you put him to go to the pool hall to be makar of some girl. You understand? And say, yeah, he's doing this l'shem shamayim. Who's the balabas over there? Who's the balabas? That kid is the balabas? Who's the girl in the pool table? Who's the balabas? So kind of, you have to be past that stage, that infantile stage of being a meshubit. Once you're past there, then there is such an Indian. When Rabbi Grossman from Migdal Emek, when he would go into places and pull kids out, you understand, he was a yid, a tzaddik, and he grew up in Kedush and Tahara, and he wasn't meshubit any of these things. Then you go into that place, you have to pull kids out. But you're still an eved yourself. What are you going to take someone out from avdus? You're just an eved. You yourself are an eved. Who are you freeing? You're a cellmate with this guy. You're not freeing anybody. You're also in prison. But the higher madrig is when you're free, then already the kavod shemayim, what kavod shemayim? Umeshum hachi said tzaddikim that they used to eat a lot. They were tzaddikim that ate a lot. The big tzaddikim, it's a big avoda. Umeshum hachi acha gmar mem tesi mei sfir. That's why after the 49 days of sfir have passed, kasha tiknu bnei yisrael midasayim. After we were working 49 days on all of our midas to become free, chayav mehim lahavi shtei alechem mechametz davka. Then on shuls you davka eat what the shtei alechem, and that's davka from mechametz. That this doesn't rule over me anymore, and now I understand that I can be very busy in this world, but my busyness in this world is not a shibud. My business in this world is bringing this world back to the very Olam. Not that it's a shibud, not that it's a slavery. I am in control of these things. Therefore, on Shavuos, Karbala Satari, after 49 days of Avaida, and you're free, you dafka have the Shtei Alechem. Now we understand what it says in Shir HaShirim, how beautiful are the footsteps that you take in your shoes. Bas Nediv, the daughter of the one who is volunteering. All right, Shir HaShirim is very hard. This is a very hard pasuk. So we can't understand Shir HaShirim without Chazal. So Chazal say, Kama noin ragleim shel Yisrael. How beautiful are the footsteps, Bana Olam, how beautiful are the footsteps of the Jewish people, Bana Olam Sha'olim L'Regel, when they go up to Yerushalayim for Yontif. Bas Nediv, why are we called the Bas Nediv, the daughter of the generous one, or the one who volunteered? That means, Bita Shalav Rom Avinu, means the daughter, we're called the Jewish people who go up for the Regel, how beautiful are our feet, when we're wearing our shoes, going up, Aliyah L'Regel. Who are we? We're the Jewish people, the descendants, the daughter of Avram Avinu, who was called Nediv. Nedivei Amim Ne'esofu. Am Elokei Avram. You say by Kishayv, right? Nedivei Amim Ne'esofu. Am Elokei Avram. Avram Avinu was called the volunteer. He was the first one to volunteer to be a Yid. He stepped forward to be a Jew. V'ahayim Avram Avinu Olo Shalom Hayo Omud HaChesed. He's also called the Nediv, which means the generous one, Nediv Leiv. He's the pillar of Chesed. Avraham Avinu was the richest person. So Avraham Avinu said to the world, "You don't have to report to serve God. It says in Torah that Avraham Avinu was covered. He was weighed down. He had so much stuff. He was very rich. But you know what he used his money for? For Kavod Shemayim. Sheishtamish be'oishra b'chol kinyon of Lasis Eishel. He built a hotel over there for people that they should have a place to stay, and he would talk to them. And he was used that as a way to do what? To make Hashem known to the world. That's why he had people stay in his hotel. That's what it means, Alila Regal. Shemaila, Alila Regal on the deeper level means Shemaila af hamadreges atachtainis shembechinis regal l'kedusha. Even the habits of my life, in other words, even those things in the world that are just regular things, eating and drinking, regal. Regal also means the foot, which means even the lowest part of life. Aliyah l'regel means to bring it up and to use it to bring Kavod Shemayim. Zel Shomer, Kama Noin Ragleim Shel Yisrael. Ach, look how beautiful the feet of the Jewish people are. V'shosh Sha'olin l'regel, when they go up the regel. T'ahinu Shemalim Es Hamadregis Atachtonis L'Rum Amailas. That look how beautiful the Jews are. That they lift up the lowest parts of life, the habits of life, all the physical things of this world. They lift up Aliyah l'regel. That the regel should have an Aliyah. That's what's written. Mayofu pa maich bana olam bas nediv. Bas nediv bitushla Avram Avinu shenikven nediv. Avram Avinu is called the nediv. Klaimer, hayofi shabi pa maich, the beauty of the footsteps of the Jewish people going up to Yerushalayim. Shehem bana olam, wearing their shoes, because that's, we have to wear shoes when we're climbing all around the place. You have to wear shoes going up to Yerushalayim. So why is it, in other words, now we understand that the na'olam mean those things of this world. Means our physical possessions are called shoes, like the very few office slippers. That's called our physical possessions. But look how beautiful they are. Because you're the daughter of Avram Avinu. Shulamadata mi avicha Avram, that you learned from our father Avram. Shahya omud achesed, ech lahalis kol advarma gashmim. L'si madregas ha-kadush. Because we learned from our father Avram Avinu how you could use this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could use your wealth, you could use your activity in this world. Not that it should be meshabed you, but you should be meshabed it as a way to serve Hashem. V'netani paraktes v'psochim gorsas v'psochim. The Pesach Mitzrayim ein chimutz anay el yom echad. In Mitzrayim, the Isra of Chametz was only for one day. Pesach Dairus, our Pesach, of course, it's the whole Pesach. But in Mitzrayim, it was only the first day. Masha'en came at Pesach Dairus, shechimutz anayik shiva yomim. Pesach for all future generations, after that first Pesach, there's an Isra Chametz, of course, the entire week of Pesach. V'nir da'ayin ha'tayma. Now we can understand why. Why this difference? Pesach Mitzrayim, Chametz was also one day. Pesach Dairus, Chametz is also the whole week. Why? V'nir da'ayin ha'tayma, mishum da'oz, ha'itziyam ha'kash baruch ha'bisayrus ha'delayla, because everybody knows that by that first Pesach, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th level of Tumah, and Hashem just was, all of a sudden, Hashem Yisbach just blasted us with the Gilui Shechina and lifted us up out of Mitzrayim. He blasted us. Well, the Gilui Shechina, there was such a Gilui Shechina that nobody could say no. It was such a Gilui Shechina, it was such a revelation of Shechina. That Hashem just, in a second, everything was blown apart and we were lifted up to the highest place. Therefore, in Mitzrayim, we only had to stay away from Chametz one day because there was a Gilui Shechina. It was such a powerful Gilui Shechina. We didn't need 7 days and we didn't need the whole thing to work it out. It was a bliss of Hashem. And that's why Chametz was also one day. Because already by the second day, the sphere begins, but by the second day, we were already holding by a Madrega, where we were, in 1 minute, we saw that all of that stuff is Narishkeit. That all of our Shibudim to Mitzrayim was silly. And it was clear to us, like a flash of lightning, it became clear to us how stupid that all was. And we were free. Therefore, there was only Nesachamas for one day. Because it was taken apart. The whole Machlus of Mitzrayim fell apart. Just like communism in Russia, boom, the whole thing in one day, finished. It all fell apart. So Chametz was one day. And we realized, it was clear to us, that this whole world is just to serve Hashem. And everything in our lives is just a way of serving Hashem. And that we're the Baal HaBos. Now we can come back to the original question that Reb Shiloh Diskin asked. Says that by Pesach, by the night that we were Mitzrayim, B'moriah Godel Zugi L'Shechina. There was a revelation of Shechina. But how does that work out with the fact that it says Na'alechem V'Ragleichem that the night of Pesach we davka were wearing our shoes? Why are you allowed to wear shoes? Normally, when there's a Gilui Shechina, you have to take off your shoes. Well, B'zem of whom I now understand, Ma'at Yotzei Mitzrayim B'Na'alechem V'Ragleichem. That's how we left Mitzrayim. Hashem said, "Take off your shoes. You're finished with that." And we left Mitzrayim. After how you Gilui Shechina, either was a Gilui Shechina, not to take off your shoes. I'm sorry. Na'alechem V'Ragleichem, just the opposite. Put on your shoes. Why put on your shoes? Why should we be wearing shoes? It was Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina means take off your shoes. Why does Hashem say, put on your shoes? Why put on your shoes? Wherever there's a Gilui Shechina, you take off your shoes. V'hum yishum she'rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'lamdam derech gevoah zu. Hashem wanted to teach us at the beginning of our journey, the tachlis, the highest level a Jew can reach, which is what? That you are in control of yourself. You are in control of the world. And every single thing in your life could be avodas Hashem. Therefore, you don't have to take your shoes off. Shoes means your habits, the things that are locking you in. You don't have to take your shoes off. Wear your shoes. Use this world like when you go up to Alila Regal. Mayofu Pamayich. How beautiful were the shoes, the feet of the Jews went up to Aregal. Because Alila Regal, that's the tachlis. With your shoes on. With eating, with drinking, with being in this world. To serve Hashem. V'afde b'chol mokam acher. We see everywhere else. Wherever there's a sheyesh gilui shechina, adir abenemar what? Shalna lechem araglacha. Wherever there's a gilui shechina, we're told davke take off your feet because that's the first stage. There's a gilui shechina. Shechay vodim l'sa'alas mi'alak inyanam agashmi. If you want to have a connection to the shechina, you better take off your habits. You better get rid of all your kings that are ruling over your life. So the first thing, wherever there's a gilui shechina, is get rid of your shoes. Take off your shoes. But we call mokum by that amazing night of Yitzhak Sarim, that day of Yitzhak Sarim, when we went out, Hashem showed us what we could be like. Hashem showed us how great the Jew could become. We can become so great that the things of this world don't drag us down, that we're not meshubah to the things of this world, just the opposite. You put on your shoes, and this world is meshubah to you. This whole world is meshubah to you. We were lifted to such a place that was so high, that we were right away when we left Mitzrayim, we're on such a madrega to live with this derech, Of course, then afterwards we fell from that and we had to work on it and try to build it up and so on and so on. But we were at such a madrega that to live with this derech nala of avoyde b'dvarim gashim l'kovet shamayim b'v'chol drech echad de'eyu, that everything in life is only heichat himtzev, how to serve Hashem. You don't have to take your shoes off. With the shoes on, everything in life is only what? Is the heichat himtzev to serve Hashem. The only way that now, regular, now it's not Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's regular. So regular is that if you want to have a gilui shechina in your life, you better take off the first thing to do is to get rid of your shibud malchus, to get rid of those habits that are enslaving you. Because otherwise you can't meet up with the shechina. You can't. You can't have a relationship with the shechina. Now Hashem Yisbach should help us that we should be able to at least to begin by untying our shoes. If a person's wearing without laces, to at least to start slipping off the shoes. To be able to a little bit to be a ben chan. Sof, what's the avodah of Pesach? With the matzah, with everything else, the avodah. The avodah is to be free. And to be free in America, Baruch Hashem. It's not a problem over here. No one's bothering us. We could be free. But to be be'emes free, let's think about some of these shibudim that we have. And what shibud malchios means. How many little malachim lach we have in our lives. Kings that are ruling over us. And to begin with something to take upon ourselves by Pesach to be free. Something to let go of the umbrella that we were talking about with the Chedushim. And in that schus, the Baruch Hashem will reach out his hand from the back of his carriage and he'll give a bracha to each and every one of us. There should be not only there should be a Freilich and Pesach, this Pesach, but we know the Benisim Negol, and Benisim Lassim Negol, and it's Kimei Tzeis Chomer, as Hashem said, the way that I showed you wonders when I took you out of Mitzrayim, I ran in the flow. So I'm going to show you even bigger wonders. When he's going to take us out, Mashiach should be Bez Hashem, should be soon.